Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I want to pause now and spend a few minutes remembering the great Alfred Brendel. He died yesterday at the age of 94. And if the name does not mean much to you, bear with me while I tell you why I think it should. Alfred Brendel was one of the giants of the classical music scene, with a career that lasted from his first public performance as a 17-year-old pianist in Austria in 1948, all the way through to his final concert in Vienna in 2008. He regularly tinkled the ivories to packed houses in London and other parts of the UK, sold thousands upon thousands of records here in the days before digital streaming, and is best known, though not only known, for his mastery of Beethoven. This is Beethoven's Emperor Piano Concerto, played here by Brendel with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra under conductor James Levine.
Recordings have helped me from my 20s year on to be better aware of my playing, to control it and listen to it more precisely. When I record it, I've tried to retain the tension of a concert.
Alfred Brendel said one of the keys to his success was the fact that impatience was not one of his vices. He'd grown up in the Nazi era, endured what he called the preposterous voices of Hitler and Goebbels on the radio, years of turmoil without a proper home, much less an available piano. After the war ended, he threw himself into the arts, finding in music an escape from a world that he considered absurd and for which he needed a strategy for survival. Well, joining me now to remember Alfred Brendel and look at why we should note his passing, Classic FM legend John Suchet, himself no slouch in the Beethoven department. He has written more extensively and knowledgeably about the great composer than anyone else out there. And I should tell you that John and I used to work together many, many years ago. And John, it is absolutely lovely to have you on the program tonight. Why does Alfred Brendel matter?
Well, it's lovely to be with you again, Simon. All those years ago when we were at ITN, talking about a very different subject now. Let me just tell you a little story about what we've just heard. As you said, Alfred Brendel playing the Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 5, The Emperor. I was at a performance of that he gave sometime in the 1990s, I think it was. Wonderful performance. And the Times newspaper critic did a review of it in the paper the next day and said it was a wonderful performance, very deeply serious and everything else. But what a shame that in the beautiful second movement, he brought the piano part in one note too soon. Brendel wrote to the newspaper, which published his letter the next day, saying that Beethoven puts a small grace note in just before the second movement main entrance of the piano. I played it exactly as Beethoven wrote it. And I'll tell you another little story about that very performance that I was at. I was there because I'd just published my first book on Beethoven, and I wanted to give him a copy. And I went to the stage entrance from the auditorium afterwards, in the days where you could quite simply walk backstage, which you certainly can't do now. And I went backstage, and the conductor was in his dressing room, and there was a queue of people waiting to go and tell him how wonderful he'd been. I don't actually remember who it was. It wasn't James Levine, who you've just played, but I can't remember who it was. And Brendel was in his dressing room. The door was open. No one was waiting to see him. And I walked to the door and he was just sitting on a chair, taking off his patent leather shoes and putting an ordinary pair of shoes on. And I just said, "Mr. Brendel, I just wanted to say how much I admire your performance of Beethoven. May I please present you with this book that I've just published on Beethoven?" He looked up at me almost quizzically and said, "Oh, that's so good of you. Thank you so much." Looked back down, carried on putting his shoes on. So I walked out of his dressing room. He obviously didn't want to talk. And as I walked away, I turned and I saw him walk out of his dressing room, turn in the other direction and walk to the stage door and leave the festival hall. There wasn't a single person waiting there to say how wonderful he'd been or anything like that. He just didn't have that kind of personality. In a way, he never cut through. He was not a household name like some other people, but he was a deeply serious performer, unflamboyant, about as different to, well, to name one or two of the modern generation, someone like Lang Lang, the great Chinese performer, who is so, his arms fly everywhere. He smiles at the audience. Brendel was the exact opposite.
But what I also find so interesting, John, is that, you know, his embrace of piano, his embrace of music was for him really a reaction to the absolutely awful, as he put it, absurd times in which he had been raised as a boy. World War II, he said, you know, listening to the preposterous voices of Hitler and Goebbels on the radio. And at a time when I think many people around the world are looking at world affairs today and finding what's going on internationally, everything that we talk about on this program and on others here on LBC, you know, deeply, deeply challenging. He found an outlet in music that absolutely became his life and, as he put it, a strategy for survival. And there's a message in that, I think.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right, Simon. I mean, great art survives anything that nasty people can try to do with their lives and to the lives of other people. Great art survived, and he believed that very deeply. His gods were the gods of classical music: Mozart, Beethoven, Schubert, not quite so much more modern composers of the 20th century. For him, it was the core Austro-Germanic repertoire, those Germans whose great works will survive anything that people try to do to them. And I was interested to read in one of the obits on him today that one of his teachers said to him, "You must try to play the piano as if it's a full orchestra." And he said that was a huge moment of enlightenment for him, because the piano, unlike any other musical instrument, can in a way represent the entire orchestra. And that is what he was always trying to do in a deeply serious way, to make the piano sound like the whole orchestra. Wonderful piano.
I also saw that his advice to young musicians was don't practice too hard, because you can easily overdo it and then everything will sound forced. John Suchet, nothing ever sounds forced with you. It's wonderful to see you. Thanks so much for coming on the programme tonight. All my best. John Suchet, Classic FM legend. And as I say, no one has written more knowledgeably and extensively about Ludwig van Beethoven than John Suchet. His books are absolutely tremendous.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.